Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good day, good afternoon, everyone, whenever you are around the world. This is Peter Hudoba from Vancouver. It is a great joy and honor to be with you whenever you are. I am currently with my friends in Victoria, where Master Cecilia came to do the workshop. And she is teaching us the business lecture and also the calligraphy lecture. We are extremely blessed that she is willing to come all this way from Germany to this capital of British Columbia and share her deep wisdom and insights with her. We are so blessed. If anyone listens to this show from here in Victoria area, do not miss this rare opportunity to learn from the big master, the big art. I love you all and bless you all. We are in Comfort Inn, and today we start again from 7 to 10. It will be again such a lovely evening. So let us now join our hearts for my talk. I start with a blessing. Everyone, put your arm in the prayer position in front of your chest and ask Divine, ask Thou, ask Holy Beings, Saints, Angels, Archangels, to bless you with whatever you would need. Today I will be sharing with you the very tender topic to my heart, and it is how I started to love people. I am extremely grateful to my teacher, Master Shah, who have helped me in this process. What has happened is something quite painful, but it's a human life. It's a human life. I was hurt very deeply when I was 18 years old. And in such a way that I lost my love for people. It was very painful because all my life I wanted to help people. I was already as a child, I was determined to become a doctor. I wanted to help living beings who have the pain. So what I was doing was that I would be playing with my teddy bear. I would put the bandages on him, give him injections so he's not sick. As a little boy, I had the dream that I would help the animals that are sick and so forth. So at any rate, I grew up since very childhood that I one day become a doctor and I'll be healing patients who are in pain, one way or another. So then what happened was that when I was going to a medical school, I was hurt. I do not want to discuss the instances of this, but it made my heart very sore. So I eventually was able to study medicine, but I always had that feeling inside myself. I lost the feeling of the care. So I wanted to do a medicine as something where I prove myself. Nobody will block me, nobody will stop me to be a doctor. That became my primary intention. And that was a major shift in my heart. Before, I wanted to do a medicine because I wanted to help. I read books about the researchers. So one of them was book Dr. Arrowsmith by American writer Smith. That was the doctor who was a researcher and how he was working through all these issues to be a successful researcher so he can help people by developing some new vaccine and so forth. And that it really inspired me. And then there are other books about Pasteur, about Ehrlich, about Koch, Koch, for example, he found the tuberculosis microbe, and then they were able to start to work on how to beat the illness. So, you know, all of these things were exactly that point that I always had that in my heart. I want to be like this. I want to help people. But that changed after the brutal hurt which I sustained when I was 18, right in the point when I was full of ideals, full of inspiration, aspirations to become a doctor and go and help people. Whatever happened, the squashed that. And eventually it was replaced by almost like a anger inside me. I will prove you will not stop me. And over the years, I had these two feelings inside my heart. One was that I have to prove myself to survive. And then I was an immigrant. And again, I had to face all sorts of situations as an immigrant to prove myself. And alongside that was all the time this feeling of the deep love. And sometimes the deep love to help people whom I loved, and then this feeling I have to prove myself that I will be doing it, were going on, flip-flopping. Who will win? But again, I realized more and more that the inside feeling in the heart was also a big hurt. That while I am helping people, they do not understand my love. They do not understand my intention. Often I was criticized, or it was not enough, or whatever. And I was very aware that these feelings actually spoil the soup. They were spoiling my joy of helping people. So it was so amazing how all whatever I was going through was blocking that deep longing. It was blocking that deep inside thirst to express my love to people through helping their illness, to do research to help them. And of course, like everybody else, I was going through all sort of circumstances, interactions with people. Some were nice people, some were less nice people. And every time I got hurt by someone who was not kind, not loving, I felt a deep pain. You know, in my heart, you see, I am trying to help you, and you behave to me this way. At any rate, so that was struggle in my heart. And I was fully aware of one thing. If I close my heart, if I stop caring for people, that pain of having closed heart would be much worse than anything else. I went through that after the hurt when I was 18 years old. So I was desperately trying to close my heart. Trying to prevent that I would close my heart. So I just kept going, painful, not painful. I just go. With the help, the loving, kind help of my teacher, I was able to overcome this. And how did I overcome it? Well, I was able to overcome it because Master Shah gave me the techniques. Master Shah has helped me to purify my heart, to develop that deep love for everyone. He helped me by removing darkness from my heart again and again and again. So I cannot thank Master Shah enough, because this saved my life, not only physically, that this darkness in the heart presented itself as a temporary illness, which he helped me to completely cure, but it presented also as an loss of hope to live. See, the feeling in me all my life that I want to help was so strong. I would say the strongest desire in anything I had through the life. And if I was not able to do it, if I was denied the possibility, so if I don't have the reason to live, why should I live at all? But Master Shah has helped me to overcome that. And as I healed my heart, as I developed that ability to sustain the negativity coming from people to me, my love has increased more and more. And I don't feel anymore, I do not feel anymore any negativity coming to me. The force of the love coming out from my heart is able to deflect everything. I just look at it with love and compassion and smile. I just go through further. I do not need to get bogged down into the any painful states because I just feel love. That change is so freeing, so liberating, and so empowering that is beyond words. One of the ways how I did that was through chanting. So how do we chant for this? So I will teach you the technique. Put your palms in prayer position in front of your chest. And we pray to God and visualize a golden light ball inside your chest. So do we pray first to God, yes. Dear God, dear Tao, dear Master Shah, all saints in heaven, on earth, holy beings, angels, archangels, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Gurus, Lamas, Kahunas, ascended masters, holy masters, Buddhist masters, the masters from all religions, we love you and respect you. Please bless us, heal us, bless our heart, bless our love, bless our ability to love others. Help us to fully develop the ability to love, no matter what, love everyone deeply. We are extremely honored and grateful. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. My dear soul, my body and heart, soul, my body and heart of my heart, my love, I love you. Help yourself, heal yourself, totally fill with divine love and light. Fully develop your power of love to oneself, to me, and to others. Fully develop completely. You have the power to do that. Do a good job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Then all you need to do, just chant love. Oh, Meditation, we express total gratitude, dear Divine, dear Tao, all saints, holy beings, dear Master Shah. I thank you so much for helping me to heal my heart, to develop my love to people back again. My dear listeners, so this is all for today. I love you all. I bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye-bye.